Okay, so real talk. Who doesn't love those online quizzes? You know, the ones that tell you what kind of cheese you are or which Disney villain is your soulmate?
Right.
Guilty pleasure. But today, we're stepping up our game. We're ditching BuzzFeed and diving
Yeah.
into something, well, deeper.
Deeper, huh?
Way deeper. We've got a quiz, yeah, but this one's from the spiritual Sikh. It's all about Jainism.
Ah, okay, getting philosophical.
Exactly. And for those familiar with the spiritual Sikh, you know this isn't your typical click and forget quiz. This is about unpacking some seriously fascinating
I
beliefs.
like it.
So, are you ready to put your Jain knowledge to the test?
Let's do it. Hit me with question one.
All right. Which principle is central to Jain ethics and philosophy? Okay, I'm going to take a shot in the dark here and say bhakti devotion.
Interesting choice. Seems logical, right? Solid foundation for most religions, you'd think.
Right.
But in Jainism, the core principle is actually see ahimsa, nonviolence.
Ahimsa. Okay. Yeah, I've heard that before. It's like all about veganism, right? Vegetarianism. Being kind to animals.
It's definitely got that whole dietary aspect to it, for sure. But hold on, it's way bigger than just what's on your plate. We're talking minimizing harm to every living being, thoughts, words, even actions, the whole shebang.
Whoa. That's intense. Like, even accidentally stepping on a bug is bad.
Well, yeah, Jains believe even that can mess with your karma. It's all about that ripple effect. Every little thing you do, even if you barely notice it has consequences.
Wow. Talk about mindfulness, huh? Makes you think twice about, well, everything, like all those little choices we make every day without even thinking.
Exactly. Jainism is all about awareness. It's not about following rules blindly. It's about realizing that even the smallest actions can have a huge impact on yourself and everything around you.
Okay, next question then. This one's about Tirthankars.
Tirthankaras, lay it on me.
What are Tirthankars in Jainism? So is it A, deities worship for granting wishes? Kind of like genie in a bottle vibe.
Not quite, though wouldn't that be handy? A Tirthankara genie.
Right.
Nah, they're more like spiritual trailblazers. Think, the first climbers to summit Mount Everest. Except here, they've reached the peak of spiritual understanding and now they show others the way.
So more like mentors or guides than magical wish granters. Got it.
Exactly. It's option C, spiritual teachers who have attained enlightenment.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. It reminds me of Buddhism and that whole enlightenment thing. Are there any like famous Tirthankaras names I should know?
Absolutely. Jain history has 24 of them. But the most well-known, the big name, is Mahavira. He's like the central figure. Gave up a super cushy life, all the riches, to pursue enlightenment through, get this, intense meditation and self-discipline.
Wow, serious dedication. All right, on to question three. This one's about God.
Ooh, getting theological.
How does Jainism view the concept of God? This feels tricky, but I'm going to go with C, as non-existent, focusing instead on self-realization.
It just seems like such an inward-focused philosophy, right?
You are on a roll. Nailed it again. That's exactly right.
No way. Yeah, unlike a lot of other religions, Jainism doesn't have this creator, God who judges and stuff. Instead, they're all about this idea that the universe works by its own rules, these natural laws. And get this, every soul can become divine, but only through its own efforts.
So, like, you're responsible for your own spiritual growth. No handing it off to some higher power. Interesting. That's pretty empowering.
Right, you're the master of your own destiny. All right, ready for question four?
Hit me with it.
All right, this is a good one. What is Kavala Jnana in Jainism?
Kavala Jnana. Okay, I'm drawing a blank here. Any hints?
Okay. Imagine having Google, right, in your brain, but it knows everything, not just what's on the internet. That's Kavala Jnana. Total absolute knowledge.
Ooh, that's option C. Omniscience or absolute knowledge attained by enlightened beings, right?
Ding, ding. We have a winner.
Okay, so we're talking knowing everything, past, present, future, like all the secrets of the universe.
Exactly. Perfect clarity, total understanding, no more limitations, no more mysteries. Think about it, having all that knowledge at your fingertips.
That's mind-blowing. But is that even achievable? Or is it just for those super enlightened Tirthankaras?
Jainism says every soul has the potential for that kind of awakening. Doesn't matter how much karma is weighing you down. It's a tough path, sure, but the possibility's there.
Okay, this is getting deep. Let's move on, shall we?
Next question coming up.
Question five. In what way do Degenbara monks differ from Svetambara monks? Now, this one makes me picture some sort of monk fashion show, right? Like, Degenbaras are all about the bling, maybe elaborate robes, and Svetambaras are more like the minimalist chic type.
Aha, I love the visual, monks strutting their stuff on the runway.
Right.
But it's not about the fashion, sadly. It's more about their beliefs and practices. The core difference is C, Digambara monks believe women cannot attain liberation while Svetambara do not.
Wait, seriously, that's a pretty big disagreement, right?
Yeah, it's a fundamental difference in their understanding of women's spiritual potential, and it's been a point of contention for centuries.
So, like, within Jainism, there are different views on whether women can reach, what was it called, moksha, liberation.
Exactly. The Digambara monks, the ones who practice extreme asceticism, like even nudity, they believe women have to be reborn as men to achieve liberation. But the Svetambara monks, they wear white robes, and they say, nope, women can achieve liberation directly. No need for a gender change.
Wow, that's a huge contrast. It's interesting how even within one religion, you can have such different interpretations, right? Like how cultural context shapes these beliefs over time.
Totally. It just goes to show that no religion is this monolithic, unchanging thing. There are always nuances, different perspectives, and a whole lot of history that shapes how those beliefs are understood and practiced.
Makes you realize there's always more to learn, right? No matter how much you think you know.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of it all. So are you ready for the final question?
Moving along.
Okay, last one. This one asks, what is the primary goal of Jain spiritual practice?
This feels like it's been a recurring theme throughout the quiz. I'm going to go with C, attaining liberation from the cycle of birth and death. It just seems like this whole idea of breaking free from limitations, reaching that ultimate freedom, that's what Jainism is all about.
You got it. That's the core of it. In Jainism, they call this liberation moksha, and it's the ultimate aim of everything they do, all their spiritual practices.
So it's not just about living a good life or going to heaven. It's about transcending this whole cycle of reincarnation.
Exactly. And that's where all those principles we talked about come in. Ahimsa, the Tirthankaras. It's not just about knowing these concepts. It's about living them, breathing them, making them part of who you are.
So a constant striving for self-improvement, but not just to be a good person, to actually purify your soul and escape this whole cycle of birth and death and rebirth. I had to admit, the whole reincarnation thing, it's kind of mind-boggling.
Right. It challenges our whole understanding of life and death, for sure. But here's the thing. Even if you're not totally sold on reincarnation, those Jain principles, they can still be super powerful, super relevant, even today.
Like you can apply those ideas to modern life.
Exactly. Think about it. Nonviolence, mindfulness, taking responsibility for your own growth. Those are things that can make your life richer, more meaningful, regardless of what you believe about the afterlife. It's about becoming a better version of yourself here and now.
It's like they were onto something thousands of years ago that we're only just starting to rediscover. Mm. You know, in psychology, self-help, all that stuff makes you wonder, are we really all that advanced? Or are we just catching up to these ancient truths?
No, that's a great question. And that's what Jainism encourages. To think deeply, to question our assumptions, to see the world from a different perspective.
So it's less about having all the answers and more about like embracing the journey, the search for understanding.
Exactly. And that's where this quiz from the spiritual Sikh comes in. It's not about telling you, hey, you're a true Jain, or nope, you failed. It's about sparking curiosity, making you think, and encouraging you to dig deeper.
Speaking of the quiz, let's talk about those score categories.
Yeah, what about those?
Okay, so 0 points, it says Jainism is not your thing, which, fair enough.
Right, some things just don't click.
But then it goes from quite misinformed Jain to evolving Jain, all the way to true expert on Jainism. It's like a whole spectrum of Jainness.
Haha, I love that, the Jain spectrum. But, you know, it really does reflect how spirituality works. It's not an on-off switch. It's a journey, a process, always changing.
So no judging yourself or others based on some quiz score, right?
Yeah.
It's about figuring out where you are on your own path and being open to learning and growing.
Exactly. And that's what I find so inspiring about Jainism. It's all about self-reflection, taking responsibility without being judgmental or preachy.
I'm definitely seeing why you called this quiz different. It's not just trivia or labels. It's like a gateway into a whole new way of thinking and being. And honestly, it's made me realize how much I still have to learn about Jainism. We've just scratched the surface here.
Oh yeah, totally. There's so much more to explore. We haven't even touched on the rituals, the festivals, all the ways Jainism has shaped Indian culture and history. It's fascinating stuff.
Okay, confession time. Before this, I'll be honest, my knowledge of Jainism was pretty basic. You know, nonviolence, Mahavira, that's about it. But this deep dive has really opened my eyes to how deep and complex this tradition is.
That's the magic of these deep dives, right? Going beyond the surface level, uncovering the richness and nuance that often gets missed.
It also makes you realize how much we can learn from traditions that are different from our own. Even if we don't agree with everything or adopt every belief, there's always something valuable to be gained from expanding our horizons.
Absolutely. And sometimes those seemingly foreign ideas can even shed light on our own beliefs and values, helping us see them in a new way.
Okay, before we get too philosophical here, I gotta ask, where do you see yourself on this Jain spectrum? No judgment, of course.
Well, honestly, I don't think it's about putting myself in a box or claiming any kind of expertise. For me, the beauty of exploring a tradition like Jainism is that it constantly challenges you, pushes you to grow, and expands your understanding of what's possible.
That's a great way to look at it. It's not about reaching some final destination. It's about embracing the journey and being open to the transformations that happen along the way.
Exactly. And maybe that's one of the most valuable things we can take away from Jainism, even if you never reach true expert status on that quiz. It's about nurturing that curiosity, cultivating compassion, and always being willing to see the world from a new angle.
I love that. So to all our listeners out there, we encourage you to do just that. Dive deeper into Jainism. Explore the history, the teachings, the practices. See what speaks to you. You might be surprised by what you find. And hey, who knows? You might discover a whole new side of yourself along the way.
Now that's a journey worth taking.
You know, as we've been talking, this whole idea of self-reliance, it really stands out to me. Like, in a world where everyone's telling you what to think, what to buy, what to believe, Jainism is saying, hey, the power to change, to find liberation, it's all within you.
It's a pretty radical concept when you think about it, and it all comes back to that idea of karma, but not in the way most people think. It's not about some cosmic scorecard or divine punishment. Jainism says it's about understanding that every action, every choice, it has consequences. You create your own reality. Your suffering, your liberation, it's all a result of the choices you make.
So it's not about blaming fate or bad luck or other people for your problems. It's about taking ownership. Owning your thoughts, your words, your actions, knowing that they have this ripple effect that goes out into the world.
Exactly. No more playing the victim, no waiting for someone to come save you. Jainism says, hey, you have the power to change your life. You are the master of your own destiny.
That's pretty empowering. And maybe a little scary too, right? Like, but it's all on you.
It definitely challenges that idea of relying on external forces. Jainism reminds us that we are all, in a sense, our own Tirthankaras. Capable of guiding ourselves towards enlightenment through effort, through discipline, through conscious choices.
So instead of waiting for someone else to show us the way, we have the potential to become those spiritual trailblazers ourselves.
Exactly. And that potential, that power, it's within everyone, no matter who you are, where you come from, what you believe.
You know, thinking about this quiz, I'm realizing that maybe it's not really about whether you can call yourself a true Jain or not. Maybe it's more about recognizing those principles that resonate with you and seeing how you can bring them into your own life, even in small ways.
I love that. It's not about converting to a new religion or following a strict set of rules. It's about taking those pieces of wisdom that spark something inside you and letting them guide you on your own journey.
And maybe that's the biggest takeaway from this whole deep dive. Whether you scored 0 points or aced every question, the real value is in the process. The exploration, the self-reflection, the discovery of those universal truths that go beyond any one belief system.
Absolutely. Jainism is full of wisdom that can enrich our lives no matter what our religious or spiritual background is. It reminds us of the power of nonviolence, the importance of mindfulness, and the potential for transformation that exists within each and every one of us.
So if you're feeling inspired or intrigued or even a little challenged by what we've explored today, don't stop here. Keep digging, keep questioning, keep that curiosity alive. There's a whole universe of knowledge and insight out there waiting to be discovered.
And you never know what amazing journeys await you on your own path of exploration.
And remember, you don't have to become a scholar or renounce the world to benefit from these teachings. Even embracing one simple principle, like being more mindful of your consumption or your impact on others, can have a ripple effect that goes far beyond yourself.
It's those small choices, those everyday actions, that can truly make a difference.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Jainism, we'll leave you with this.
Yeah.
Explore, discover, see what resonates with you. Maybe, just maybe, the world will become a little bit brighter, a little bit kinder, one mindful step at a time. It's really amazing, you know, thinking about how these Jain principles could actually, like, change the world.
Yeah, totally.
If everyone embraced even just a little bit of that ahimsa, that nonviolence.
Right, imagine that.
It could make a real difference.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just about peace and harmony. Jainism also has this deep respect for the environment, for all living things.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They believe everything has a soul, right? Even plants and insects.
Exactly. So it's not just about being kind to animals. It's about recognizing the interconnectedness of everything, how our actions impact the whole web of life.
Wow. That's pretty profound. It makes you think twice about, like, everything you do.
Right. It's like suddenly your choices have this whole new level of meaning.
And responsibility.
Definitely. But it's also incredibly empowering because it means you have the power to make a positive impact, to create a better world, starting with yourself.
So maybe that's the real lesson here, huh? It's not about becoming a Jain or following some rigid set of rules. It's about taking these principles, these ideas, and finding ways to make them your own.
Exactly. It's about finding what resonates with you, what speaks to your heart, and letting that guide you.
It's about that personal journey, that constant evolution.
Absolutely. And you know, even if you don't fully embrace every aspect of Jainism, even if you just take away one or two key ideas,
it can still have a ripple effect.
Exactly. Like, imagine if everyone started practicing a little more ahimsa in their daily lives.
Wow. The world would be a very different place.
It really would. So yeah, I think there's a lot we can all learn from Jainism. It's a rich tradition full of wisdom and insights that are just as relevant today as they were thousands of years ago.
So to all our listeners out there, if you're feeling even a little bit curious about Jainism, we encourage you to explore it further.
Yeah, do some research, read some books, maybe even visit a Jain temple if you have one nearby.
You might be surprised by what you discover. And who knows, maybe you'll find some inspiration for your own journey.
The journey to a more compassionate, more mindful, more peaceful world.
And on that note, we'll wrap up our deep dive into Jainism.
Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those minds open.